Leave a like on this video to receive $1 trillion in your bank account. I'm not even kidding. Leave a like. Now, but what's up, guys? Welcome back to a brand new story. And do you know that guy? That one guy who never gets any play. None of the girls like him. But for some reason, he is always super confident that, you know, he is the Riz Master, that everyone can get him. And, you know, you're having a conversation with this guy, and he's always like, yeah, I got all the hoes in my phone, man. I got one phone for the plug and one for the hoes. And but when you actually, like, you know, when the girls actually arrive, he's on his phone. He's, like, checking the weather in Hawaii in a month, and he's got no play. But he's always bragging about having play. Anyways, today we have a story submitted to us about this spoiled kid who believes that he is actually the Riz Master, that he is the god of women. So yeah, sit back, relax, subscribe if you're new and you like stories, buckle in for the cringe, and let's just jump right into it. Anyway, so we're going to call a subscriber who submitted this story Tommy. So anyways, there's a kid at Tommy's school who we're going to call Ben. He was like the spoiled kid who kind of believed a little bit too much in himself because, like, he's never been told no. He's one of those kids that, you know, his parents were like a little bit too good to him and a little, I mean, I don't know if it's too good to him, but they kind of just gave him literally anything he wanted whenever he wanted it. So yeah, unfortunately, Ben kind of had this inflated ego, and it became that time in life. This was around 8th, 9th grade or whatever, when, you know, at least for a lot of guys, the whole perception of, like, if you get girls, you're incredible, man. You're literally Superman. That's the time of life where that really starts to become a thing. And Ben, who's always gotten everything he's ever wanted and already thinks pretty highly of himself, kind of imagines, it kind of extrapolates that he is also the woman god. He is the master of women. They all love him. They want to be with him. They want him. So anyways, one day, Tommy was sitting at the lunch table with all of his other friends. They were talking about, oh my god, Mr. Davenport's math class. We just got destroyed in our geometry class. Geometry was like the worst class for me in high school, dude. So if you're going through that now, like, I feel it. Trust me, it only gets worse. Anyways, so yeah, and that's when this kid Ben sat down, and Ben was always kind of known as a strange kid. No one really had beef with him because, like, I don't know, everyone was just cool with everyone. Like, no one wanted to be that guy that, you know, wasn't cool with everyone. Like, you know, it was a smaller class. Like, it wasn't a class of, like, 200 people. So it just made sense for them to just be chill with everyone. But yeah, Ben sat down and he was like, dude, boys, like, boys, come on, one sec. And they're like, yeah, what's up? He's like, boys, like, I just can't believe, like, how much of a Riz Master I am. Like, literally all the ladies love me, dude. Like, I don't even know how to say it. And of course, Tommy was kind of just looking at him, and everyone else at the table was like, what do you mean? Like, have you scored? He's like, dude, the question you should be asking is, when haven't I scored? They're all kind of just looking at this kid. They all know he's like bluffing, right? It's super obvious, dude, whenever someone goes on and on and on about, like, yeah, man, the ladies love me. But they, like, you know, you've never actually seen them convert. You've never actually seen them do anything along those lines. Yeah, there's a pretty good chance that they're just straight up lying to your face. So, you know, they kind of ignore him. They don't necessarily ignore him, but they're like, yeah, okay, cool. And, you know, the conversation just continues on. And Ben is now sitting with them, and Ben isn't really saying anything. He's probably thinking up the next piece of cap to tell him, bro. But anyways, so that's when one of the guys, like, brings up this girl who we're going to call Ava. And he was like, dude, there's this girl in my class. Her name's Ava. Dude, she's so hot, man. And, like, 'cause, like, let's be real, a lot of conversations in high school or late middle school is just about, dude, this girl's so hot. Like, I'm going to talk to her one day. Like, that's the majority of conversations. It's that or, oh, my God, teacher X is the worst because he did something or she did something that, like, teachers are supposed to do. God, I hate them. You know, those are kind of like the two conversations you have. Or I clapped this kid on Fortnite. Okay, there are three conversations you have in middle school. So anyways, yeah, when Ben heard this, like, immediately after, like, this guy that was friends with Tommy that was sitting at the table said that, like, this girl Ava in his class was super hot, you know, Ben, the kid, was like, dude, you're not going to believe this, but I rizzed her up, bro. Like, we're dating now. And everyone at the table turned around and looked at Tommy because they knew for a fact, like, this was not true. Like, they knew for a fact that this was 100% cap. 100%. So they looked at him and they're like, oh, really? Okay. And Tommy like looks at him and says, all right, well then, yeah, she's right there. Go up and talk to your girlfriend. And sure enough, Ava was sitting at another lunch table and she was sitting with some of her friends. And Ben's like, dude, I can't talk to her when she's with her friends. That'd be weird. And Tommy's like, dude, why would that be weird? I mean, she is your girlfriend. Like, why would that matter? And, you know, or Ben's like, bro, you just don't get it. Like, as someone who rizzes all the time, not you, but as someone who rizzes all the time, it's just like the ladies need their time with their boyfriends and then they need their time with their men. And then Tommy's like, no, I don't think that's true, man. Like, look, if you want to prove to us that you're not just lying to our faces, you know what? If you actually go up to her and she like talks with you and it's not weird and you're actually, you know, her boyfriend, then we will believe you and we will crown you the Riz God. And Ben, knowing that this was a risky move, but just couldn't resist the fact that he might be known as the Riz God. So he's like, sure, man, like, whatever. It's going to be a little weird because her friends are there and like she needs her girl time and her boy time. But like, whatever, I guess I can do it because we are dating anyways. So, you know, this kid, Ben, walks over to the table and Tommy turns to one of his friends. He's like, you're welcome. Like, you're welcome for the free entertainment, bro. Because they all knew that this was going to be pretty funny. But anyways, so yeah, this kid goes up to Ava and she looks like she's just like, I've never seen this man in my entire life. She doesn't say that, but she kind of has a look of like, what the fuck, huh? Like, who is this kid, bro? Who is this kid, bro? Yeah, but you know, one of the kids turns to Tommy and says, you know, we can't actually tell, like, what she's saying. So, like, Ben is totally just going to come back after talking to her and be like, yeah, we were, like, she's my girlfriend. See, I talked to her. And Tommy realizes that, yeah, even though it's pretty obvious that she is confused and uncomfortable with Ben talking to her or trying to riz her up, but otherwise, they have literally no idea if, like, it doesn't prove anything. And this kid, Ben, is just going to be, like, he's going to be arrogant after doing this. So Tommy's like, well, you know what? I'm just going to go over and confirm. Like, come with me. And he points to his friend. We're just going to call it Dave, right? So Tommy and Dave, or Dave was sitting with them. Tommy and Dave walk over. And that's when Ben has this look of, like, pure dread, pure fear on his face when he sees them walking over. Because I'm pretty sure Ben, at this point, his plan was just to, like, awkwardly talk to Ava for, like, a minute. Be like, hey, what's good, baby? Or, I don't know, man. And then, like, would walk back to the table, be like, yeah, I was just talking with my girlfriend. We were talking about how we were totally gonna do it later. Like, I'm just that guy, dude. Like, you should all be friends with me. Yeah, but then he realized that Tommy and Dave were walking over. And Tommy goes up to them, says, hey, guys, because Tommy actually kind of knows Ava a little bit. Like, I think they have a class together and Tommy's just kind of chill with her or something like that. And Ava's looking at him and Ava kind of has a look of like, help me, ? Like, what is going on? And Tommy's like, so I didn't know you two were dating. And Ben's face just completely drops because he's about to be completely exposed. And Ava looks at Tommy with this look of just sheer confusion. So she's like, dating? And she's like, are you talking to me? Tommy's like, yeah. Dude, Ben over here was just talking about how you guys were dating. And Ben looks like he's about to, dude, Ben's about to collapse at this point. He's about to just, he's done, bro. He's done. Like, he's about to collapse at this point, just out of sheer embarrassment. Real quick, you made it this far into the video, comment Riz down below, R-I-Z-Z, or you can comment Ben. Those can be either the secret words, it's up to you. I'll try and heart a bunch of comments either way. But also, real quick, I just want to say thank you guys so much for the people who have been just like after, you know, just watching a bunch of my old videos. If you want to support me and help me get back into the algorithm, because I've gotten a lot of comments saying, dude, I haven't seen you my recommended for like a month at this point. If you really do want to help out the channel, literally the best thing you can do is after this video or at a later point today, just sit down and like watch a bunch of my old videos. I have playlists. You can just go to my channel, whatever you want to do. Please let me know in the comment section what you're doing while watching my videos or how many videos today you watched. I'll try and heart and reply to as many of them as I possibly can just to honestly say thank you guys. And let's get back in the story because it's pretty good. Anyways, Ava's just looking at Tommy at this point. Because Tommy just dropped a bomb on her saying that, oh yeah, aren't you two dating? That's what Ben over here just told me. That you two are dating and in love. And Ava's like, I think you have me mixed up with someone. And Tommy's like, no. Ben specifically said you. And Ava like turns to Ben, and Ben is just looking at the floor. Ben is legitimately just looking at the floor. Like, this must have been the most interesting floor ever, because Ben could not break eye contact with the floor. Like, this must be the most extraordinary, exquisite, beautiful, breathtaking, mind-blowing floor he has ever seen, because Ben could not break eye contact with the floor at this very moment. And Ava is like, I'm sorry, I think there must be some confusion. I've actually never talked to this guy before until today. And Tommy's like, oh, you do say so, is that true? Okay, thank you. Dave, I think we're going to go back to the table. Ben, we'll see you there. So yeah, Tommy and Dave walk back to the table, and believe it or not, Ben does not return to the table. I don't think he wants to make the walk of shame and then sit there and be berated by the guys for the next 20 minutes of lunch. I really can't blame him. And you guys might be thinking, well, the story probably ends here. No. This is literally the least exciting part of the story. Like, this is the least cringy part of the story. So I told you in the beginning that you need to buckle in for the cringe adventure we're about to go on. And when I say that, I wholeheartedly mean that. Strap in, because it's about to get a lot worse. So anyways, Ben has been embarrassed. He has just been exposed as not the Riz God, but the god of L's right now, the champion of taking that loss, right? The champion of being left on red, the champion of I see us as just friends, which is, by the way, the most infuriating line I've ever heard, because I've heard it a little too often. But anyways, right? Ben, he needs to come back. He needs to come back from this loss. He needs to prove to everyone that no, the women really do love him, that he has infinite play, and that you mere mortals just don't understand how just intelligent and powerful and just good looking and just full of riz and skill and just full of everything that he is, right? Except hot air. He's only full of truth. So, Ben decides to do something literally insane. So Tommy and Ben actually have a class together. It is a history class. And at the end of the week, they had a presentation that they were going to do. And they had to do it in front of the entire class. It was worth like 10% of their grades. It was a pretty big deal, but also not too serious. The teacher was going to be pretty lenient with grading. All you had to do was pick a historical topic and just present on it. Like, it wasn't even that hard, because you just had to pick something from the textbook, and really all you had to do was just find images on Google and put bullet points into a slideshow for like 5 minutes. Like, it was kind of a cakewalk, right? But Ben decides to do something literally insane in front of the entire class, which you guys will see or hear about in just a second. Yeah, let's skip toward that day, right? So it's been a week since, a week after, quote unquote, the incident, or Avagate, as we'll call it. When, you know, Ben was completely humiliated in front of all the boys, right? And was proven not to be a Riz God. And Ben, determined to be a Riz God once again, decides that, you know, he's going to prove to everyone that he has a girlfriend. And not only he has a girlfriend, but she is hot and beautiful and sexy and kind. Yeah. So he decides to do it in a very interesting way. So skipping ahead to the day of the presentation, you guys might be thinking, well, Connor, what does a class presentation have to do at all with, like, Ben proving that he's a Riz God? Oh, just you wait, buddy. Just you wait. So anyways, it's the day of the presentation. Tommy goes up there. He does his presentation. It slaps. He gets an A, whatever, right? And now it's time for Ben to do his presentation. So he's up there, and he's going through his slides, because he's got all the slides up there. He's going through his slides, right? And things are going as normal, and he's like, he's talking about some history topic, so everyone is not super paying attention. But that's when he flips to a slide. Oh my god, dude. This is like kind of, I don't know how I'm going to explain this, right? He flips to a slide, and on screen, instead of being, I don't know, a photo of President Abraham Lincoln, or maybe a photo of the ancient Roman Empire. I don't know what history class they're in, dude. I don't know, dude. Instead, it is a photo of a woman. And let's just say that this woman was very famous for making content. And this woman made content online. But she was not a YouTuber. She was not a TikToker. She was not a, I don't know, a Facebook Reeler. Reels, or I don't know, is that a thing? But instead, she made videos that you needed to be, you would get a disclaimer saying you need to be 18 or older to visit this website. She would make videos like that. If you're catching my drift, then you're catching my drift. And she was very famous. Or she was like not super famous, but obviously famous enough for Ben to find her. And in this photo, she was not wearing a ton of clothes. And by not wearing a ton of clothes, what I'm trying to say is she was not wearing any clothes. Zero. Zip. Nada. Zilch. None. Zero. Sifr. Wait, I forgot how to say zero in Arabic. I took it in high school. But is that right? I'm not going to try. I did terrible in that class. But anyways, yeah, everyone in class, like, who wasn't paying attention, their eyes just go freaking wide, dude, because all of a sudden you have a entertainer on screen that is wearing less clothes than usual. That is code for something else. I think you guys can decipher the code. But yeah, he goes on to say, oh my God, I'm so embarrassed. There's a photo of my girlfriend on screen right now. Everyone in the class is dead silent. There is this... He's like, I'm so embarrassed, guys. And he says it again. He literally says the whole thing again. Like, oh my God, my girlfriend's on screen right now. And then he quickly flip... Okay, not super quickly, but he pretends to quickly flip to the next slide. He's like, oh my God, guys, that was so embarrassing. My girlfriend was on screen. Oh my God, guys. Like, that's crazy, dude. And he's like, okay, I'm going to start talking about the Roman Empire again. And the teacher's like... Like, Ben, what was that? Because, dude, there's literally a birthday suit image on screen. What the fuck? What? Dude, what? Yeah, so Ben's like, I'm sorry. I don't know how that photo of my girlfriend, and he turns around to the entire class and, like, literally looks Tommy in the eye and says, girlfriend? On screen right now, dude. Like, she must have, like, she was over last night. But she was over last night, and she must have totally just, like, hacked my presentation, bro. Like, I'm sorry, it's not my fault, it's my girlfriend's fault. Yeah, girlfriend. And the teacher's like, Tommy, I know 100% that you put that explicit image in there to get some kind of reaction. That is extremely inappropriate. Like, I need you to go to the front office right now. And Tommy actually starts fighting back with him, saying, like, it's not my fault, man. My girlfriend put that in there. Like, are you going to, like, expel me? Or, like, are you going to get me in trouble because my girlfriend decided to do that? And the teacher's like, Tommy, that is not your girlfriend. And the teacher low-key exposes himself. He's like, that is a famous adult industry actor. And Loki, the whole class is like, hey, yo, bro, how do you know this? How do you know this information, dude? Like, that's a little suspect, bro. That's a little suspect. But anyways, Tommy's like, no. That is my girlfriend. She was over last night, and she put that on my presentation. Dude, teacher, you, or Mr. Davenport, you can't seriously get me in trouble for my girlfriend getting me in trouble. Like, that just makes no sense. And he's like, Tommy, I've had enough of your nonsense. Go to the front office right now before I drag you there. And Tommy's like, fine. I guess nowadays your girlfriend can get you in trouble, guys. And he walks out of class. And I normally try and like say moral of the story. Moral of the story is... Dude, I don't even know at this point, bro. But anyways, the story doesn't end there. Because, what ended up happening to Ben? Well, Ben obviously got in trouble. But the next day, he came into class. Not class. He came into the lunch table. And Tommy and his friends were just sitting there. And Tommy obviously told his friends about what happened. And he goes on to... And Ben's like, dude, like, do you guys believe I'm the Riz God yet? I mean, I literally showed a photo of my girlfriend in class. And one of the kids was like, dude, I watched your girlfriend online last night. That is not your girlfriend, bro. And he's like, dude, it totally was. I mean, why would she be in my presentation if it wasn't a photo of my girlfriend? And I mean, like, come on, man. And I mean, Tommy goes on to say, well, because you put her there to like show to the class an image of this girl. He's like, dude, why would I do that? It makes a lot more sense that it's actually my girlfriend and she put herself in there. And Tommy's like, dude, that does not make more sense. And Ben gets up and is like, you don't get it, man. I'm the Riz God, bro. And he gets up and he storms out.